The sound of dump trucks and 80-foot cranes moving steel beams fills a small, windy county road outside of Martinsville. The construction means there will soon be not one, but two large power plants standing side by side. That's because Indianapolis Power and Light plans to shut down the existing coal-fired power plant there. The company says it's not economically viable to upgrade the plant to meet EPA regulations. So instead, it's building an entirely new power plant right next door that will run on natural gas, which produces fewer air pollutants, including about half as much carbon dioxide.
This transition is already happening. I mean, the power sector across the country and here in Indiana is moving away from coal.
That's Jody Paris, the Indiana representative for the environmental group, the Sierra Club.
Our coal-fired power plants are old. They are looking at when are we going to retire them? And so the question is, what are we going to replace that with?
That's a question Indiana is going to have to answer soon. Power plants are the biggest contributor to carbon emissions, so the EPA is requiring states reduce the amount of carbon dioxide those power plants produce. In Indiana's case, it can choose from two options: either cut its total carbon emissions from power plants by 28%, or cut the amount of carbon dioxide produced per megawatt hour by 38%. Switching to natural gas could go a long way to meeting that goal, but because of environmental concerns about fracking, Paris would rather Indiana achieve the EPA goal by producing more renewable energy.
We need to require utilities to generate more power from clean solar and wind power. Iowa today is already generating 25% of its energy from wind. Indiana, about 3-4%.
The president of the Indiana Coal Council, Bruce Stevens, though, is pushing for more investment into cleaner coal technology.
Since 1970, the emissions from coal-fueled power plants have decreased tremendously, 85-90% sulfur and nitrogen. You cannot get the same energy, the same BTUs, from windmills and the gentle breezes that provide the energy to make energy for them, or from solar panels.
Stevens says if the EPA gave the coal industry more time, it could adapt, as it has in the past. But he says the EPA isn't giving them a chance.
They are attempting to impact one energy source much more than any other, and as a result are trying to do away with the most affordable and reliable source of energy that the state of Indiana has.
The EPA's rule also allows the state to opt for what's called a cap-and-trade program. That would allow Indiana to pay another state to reduce its carbon emissions more, and Indiana would get the credit. Right now, though, state officials are hoping the EPA rules won't go into effect. Indiana and 14 other states are part of a lawsuit against the EPA. The Indiana Attorney General called the rules an overreach of historic proportion. Indiana Energy Association President Mark Mazel represents some of the state's largest utility companies. He argues the EPA's rules will increase electricity rates.
I think that ultimately, if the rule is determined to be legal, if the rule is determined to be something that makes sense, we're going to have to deal with that outcome. But I also think that Indiana customers should not be asked to pay for something that down the road the courts may decide was not done legally.
Governor Pence is reviewing the EPA rules to determine if Indiana will comply. If he does decide to comply, or if Indiana is forced to do so, the state will likely have to come up with a plan that includes several carbon reduction measures. Jody Paris with the Sierra Club says what's important is that Indiana doesn't drag its feet.
To put your head in the sand and say, we're not going to face any carbon dioxide pollution and we're going to fight this with every tooth and nail is just a huge mistake. And instead, what we ought to be doing is rolling up our sleeves and saying carbon regulation is coming. What are we going to do about that?
Unless the courts halt the EPA's rule, Indiana will be required to submit a carbon reduction plan by September of next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Gretchen Frazee in Bloomington.